Like a schoolboy bitch.
You said asses.
Like a schoolboy bitch.
God damn it.
Well, this is Guild by Association Football. I'm Ben McCormick. Ryan to my right and Rob to my left, who is looking particularly sad about something.
He's looking whimsical.
Whimsical.
You know I don't speak Spanish.
Hi, world. How are you? Whatever, whatever.
Yes, podcast.
Yeah. So, what have we got on the docket?
Well, we've got a...
stuff and stuff.
We have stuff and stuff for you.
Additional stuff on top of the stuff?
Extra stuff.
Oh.
Double stuff.
I was just going to say. Double stuffed Oreo.
Double stuff podcast.
Oh, that's a good name.
Well, we've got the MLS Super Draft, which was the only thing that happened this week. Super Draft, Yank News, U.S. Venezuela preview, quick note on the U.S. Women's Olympic Team qualifying, MLS transactions, Wisconsin soccer updates, Yank Week, and Dick of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
about that Super Draft.
Pretty super. Thoughts, guys?
Good for Callum Mallis.
Good for Callum Mallis indeed, yes.
Getting drafted by Montreal, first pick of the second round. Kind of wish he went to a team that might get him a championship, but he'll get way more playing time with the impact. As I understand, he's basically, as the roster stands, competing with Arguez.
Which, dear God, please be Brian Arguez, because that guy is a butt.
Allegedly.
How do you guys feel about Lawless and... what's his face? Twellman, commentating on the draft, but pretty much basing all of what they knew on the combine that they went to.
I didn't.
Because they both really said that they didn't know much about the players before.
I didn't watch the draft.
I didn't watch the draft either.
Oh.
I was busy, you know, doing things.
I was sleeping.
Okay. I watched.
What did you think, Rob? We'll bite. Yes. What was your opinion?
What does Rob have to say?
Rob has to say that Sporting Kansas City seemed pretty pleased that they drafted Dwyer.
Yeah, like
even
really,
though I'm sure
really
they know
pleased.
Nothing about him, their supporters.
Well, he's free, so.
Mm-hmm. There's that.
Gotta love a free guy.
He's a GA.
And then there was the whole, well, Seltzer is not a huge fan of Mallis. I found that out. And
well, Mallis and was, not the, voted, was picked as the top defensive midfielder in the draft.
Although he's technically a two-way, but not necessarily a defensive.
This is
midfielder.
What they're
I think
saying
he'll definitely
on
project as
well,
a defensive.
Well, that's poor scouting. Then he's a two-way midfielder.
Okay,
I think he does a lot better job defensively in the pros.
I think he'll be a defensive.
Than he will being an attacking midfielder.
I mean, remember the match we went to UWM? He played at center back.
Yeah, he did.
He can play all over the field because just
which
got
is
so
nice,
much talent.
And he has the size for it too.
I mean, there wasn't much defending. In this draft, is mostly attacking players. I mean,
yeah,
your best
it felt like 50% of the guys who got drafted first round were strikers.
Your best defender is also listed at forward. So,
Wenger, really?
Yeah, he's listed as a defender slash forward.
So you mean like a center back type?
And they're saying that he's probably going to be a midfielder for Montreal.
Really?
He'll play wherever he wants. He's basically a defensive-minded version of Breck Shea, basically. Just play him everywhere.
Okay. Not bad. Well, it kind of sounds like at this point that their main goal is to basically draw every match because they're really not going to score any goals.
Well, look who's managing them right now. Does that surprise you?
No, not really. Although I do feel good for Callum going to a club that has a
Wisconsin
coach like
boy.
Marsh. Yeah, and a Wisconsin boy. I mean,
think he's going to score a goal this year?
Probably not.
I think he'll see some decent time.
He's got a nice free kick. I mean, who takes free kicks for Montreal at this point?
Well, let us check out their roster.
Well, they've never played, so I guess no one's taking their free kicks.
Yeah, as of right now, literally no one. Because there are no free kicks to be had. I thought it was a pretty fun draft, though, overall. Sporting Kansas City, you know, the rich get richer as far as attack goes, for sure.
Yeah.
As if they needed
They add another
one.
Fast guy.
Arnaud?
Yeah, it's Arnaud and then Mapp on the left.
Okay, I could...
Oh, yeah, they took Justin Mapp.
Yeah.
Aw, right now Callum is the only person on the roster who has no Wikipedia page. Sad. Did you hear about that tomorrow? They're going dark.
Who's they?
For 24 hours.
Who's they?
Wikipedia.
For what reason?
Protest of SOPA.
That's weird.
What's SOPA?
It's, okay, we'll talk later.
Okay, yeah. Not soccer related, but be prepared for Wikipedia not to be available for.
I think our 24. Two listeners go to Wikipedia.
Three.
I met three this weekend.
Which is awesome.
Two. One of them definitely lied to you.
Nope. So big shouts to Brian Launick, Becky Moylan, and Dave Cruz for listening once in a while.
Yeah.
You guys rock.
You guys do rock. What else we got?
Well,
picks wise.
Who
I like Kellen Rowe.
Who had the best draft? Who had the worst draft, we think?
I think New England met a lot of the needs with Rowe and Pollock. I do like Pollock. He's a nice player. And also a left back.
And they're both GAs, so they're paying nothing.
Exactly.
I don't really know who had the best draft because I don't know anything about these players. Yes. But ESPN article, it might have been Schlockerlackens or whatever the guy's name is.
Wiener Schlockerlackens.
Schlockerlackens. He said that the Union had the best draft.
Philly had a great draft, picking up Chandler Hoffman, Greg Jordan, and Raymond Gattis from West Virginia.
Yeah, Gattis apparently gets to be Sheenan's backup for a few years.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Or if he stays in Philly his whole career, because he'll never get above Sheenan.
Sheenan's a beast. Unless Sheenan, moves to Europe.
Shut that mouth.
Let's hope he moves to Europe.
I hope
you
so.
Shut that mouth.
You shut your mouth. Chandler Hoffman, one of the best finishers in the draft, along with Maryland's Casey Townsend. So a lot of, again, that same idea of the attacking rich get richer with Philly.
I happen to believe that Kellen Rowe is a deadly finisher as well. For a midfielder.
Well, in terms of, relative, yeah, sure.
Relatively speaking.
Talking about pure finishers, you're looking at Townsend and Hoffman.
I can't get a... I thought immediately after that under-20 qualifying tournament that he was going to be number one pick, pretty much hands down. Rowe was damn good.
But number three isn't bad, considering you're behind the fastest player in the draft and the consensus best player in the draft.
Yeah. I still say good for... I'm not going to argue with the Union having a really good draft because they did. And, way to go New England for getting something right.
Yeah, New England.
It's something.
Did they get something right?
Kellen,
did they really need another attacking midfielder?
Well, if you consider Chalry attacking, which I don't.
I think he's a better defender.
Well depends. And Benny can what play... formation are they going to run?
Because it sounds like Rowe, just like Failhopper, has no interest in defensive responsibilities.
But when you have Joseph there, do you need them to have defensive responsibilities with Joseph right there?
You can basically play your one defending midfielder who basically bosses that entire...
I just don't know if you want to be playing a 4-5-1 in the MLS.
Well, who's you could play if they're playing that?
A 4-1-4-1, and you could put Failhopper and Rowe in the center midfield and put...
Well, do you just see Rowe as a substitute then?
At this point, I see him coming off the bench, but maybe Heaps has something else in mind.
Okay, who do you think's going to be...
I keep forgetting that Jay Heaps is the manager. Rookie of the year?
Yes.
It's probably Wenger, given his situation. I mean, he'll be the guy on Montreal right now.
You think so?
Yes. And who else stands out as the guy in Montreal?
Let me see that list so I can look at some names.
Brian Ching.
Do you think they're going to give it to a team that's... Do you think Montreal's going to be good enough to where a player is going to be able to win an award?
Rookie of the year doesn't really matter how a team does.
It's about how you do.
I mean, Bornstein won Rookie of the Year, didn't he?
Because that's why I'm thinking Dom Dwyer.
Question did. Question one.
Okay.
And that's why I'm thinking Dom Dwyer might have a chance at it with KC, because they're just going to be scoring goals for fun over there.
See, but the problem is
he's
that...
He's not going to get playing time.
And if he's going to get playing time, he's not going to be scoring
the
goals.
He's the fourth striker, isn't he?
Jeez, who do they have now? Sapong?
Because they got rid of Bravo.
And Kamara. So he's not going to get many opportunities to score.
I think it'll go...
One injury, and he's starting.
What about Maddox?
I see him a lot like a Dan Richards type.
Okay. So limited potential
just
there?
Just really, really fast.
Okay. So like Zakuani?
But not as skilled.
Okay. Fair.
But he has the Akron halo, I guess.
The pedigree?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say that it goes to Kellen Rowe because I feel like he'll play one of the outside midfield slots, which he can because he is very fast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and like you said, a lot of it's playing time. And to be honest, unless you're playing the position of Failhaber or Joseph, it's really not hard to get on the field at this point.
Trying to think, who was the player, or who's the club that drafted Jean-Baptiste, the guy from UConn?
Portland.
That was Portland?
Yeah, 8th overall.
Because they were saying that he could end up being the best player from the draft in a few years.
The American? Don't know. That's okay.
Is he Haitian, maybe?
I think he is American. Hometown Brentwood, New York.
That would make him American. Awesome.
Gotcha. Suck at Haiti.
Now, were any of those international players drafted?
Well, Enzo Martinez and...
a lot of people, for some reason, really, really like him. I've never seen him play, so I don't know. But
he won a title.
Yeah.
Martinez and who's
the other? It
just
seemed like a steal that he went...
No, I'm talking internationals. Like they brought in players from other clubs.
Yeah, one guy from.
I don't think anyone got drafted. I think that was the big story.
They had some guy from like Leicester. Some guy
from Cruz Azul got drafted in the supplemental draft today.
Okay. I love the billing on there. What was that tweet from Goff? Said like the MLS advertises the supplemental draft is which college players will be MLS stars or something.
The
it's a supplemental.
The answer is none.
None of them.
Question. Which supplemental draft player is the only one to ever get a U.S. national team cap?
Ever?
Ever.
Jay Heaps.
Was he subcapped?
I don't know. Well, check out.
What is Jay Heaps?
It's a poor man something or other.
Yeah, I guess that'll be an acceptable answer.
It's... Starts with a B and rhymes with...
Who's the guy who you were
second of? He was second overall in the draft.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that didn't turn out so hot.
Jeez. Who were you thinking of then, Ruin?
The answer is Jeff Lorenowitz.
Really? Big Red?
Big Red was a sub-draft guy.
So I guess good you can him. Get a star from the supplemental.
Well, and Joel Palazzo last season was a sub-draft guy.
And he's damn good. He's real good.
He had quite the year.
I thought he got bought from a Brazilian club.
Well, you were wrong. Okay.
I remember him getting drafted, actually. Like, for some reason.
He is Brazilian, though, right?
He is Brazilian.
Okay.
Let's see, who else sticks out in this draft here?
Why don't we talk about like the Union guy?
I like Chicago's draft, actually.
Chicago?
Picking up Austin Berry and Hunter Jumper for the back line, and then...
Yes, Hunter Jumper!
Hunter Jumper! Jumper. Great name.
So you have Jumper, Berry...
Will Packwood need to team up.
And Ababa... That other defender and Sean Johnson as their back five. Chicago's looking pretty good.
And Chicago's got new unis.
They have some sweet new uniforms with Quaker, the Quaker
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, I feel center. Like that
at
should be the
I
union
that
sponsor,
that was,
though, don't you?
At first I thought that... it's because, you know, it makes
Isn't
sense.
Isn't that Ben Franklin on there?
No, it's just some random guy.
A Puritan.
It's not a real
well, it looks
guy.
Like
him. It's not a real person.
It's a colonial guy.
Yes.
At first I was thinking, like, oh, is Chicago just going to have a big Quaker Oats dude in the middle? No, but it looks classy.
Oh, I don't like the blue stripe as opposed to the white stripe, but that's just me.
I like the Best Buy. It was a nice ad. Yeah.
But regardless, they had, a nice,
can't be choosers.
They had a nice draft. Plus, Luck is a sweet name for their second pick.
Mm-hmm.
Dirt Jumper.
Shall we move on to Yank News? Mm-hmm. The rest of the draft,
Dallas has a guy to come in for John. Houston got replacement for Ching with Colin Rolfe.
You know, I'm not all that high on Colin Rolfe. Personally.
Oh, New York. We have to mention this. The fact that they tried to trade their first-round draft pick when they didn't have a first-round draft pick to trade.
What?
Reportedly, they tried to offer their first-round draft pick and were told, you don't have that draft pick.
So the Kenny Cooper trade didn't go through?
No. For on draft day, they said, "Hey, we want to trade this pick," and they said, "You don't have that pick
okay.
because you already traded it."
So the Cooper pick still went through.
Yes.
Okay.
That was the day before the draft, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yes, I believe so.
We'll have to talk about that trade later, though, or should we do it now?
Under MLS transactions.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yank News. What do we got?
Link news. We've got two scheduling bits, U.S. versus Brazil on May 30th out east. And then
surprise,
the
U.S. surprise.
Will be going down to the Azteca on August 15th to play Mexico.
Do you like this?
I don't like this.
Why?
Because it doesn't make us much money.
Okay, it doesn't
make
us much
money. That's what friendlies are for at this point. They make money.
I mean, that's why we're playing Brazil for the 30 year in a row.
Pretty much.
I think it's good from the standpoint of if you have certain core players and to actually get the experience going into the Azteca and then know what you're getting into, you know, 12 months from now or 18 months from now. I would have scheduled this friendly a little bit closer. Well, once you start World Cup qualifying, you can't have this friendly.
I just don't like friendlies at Azteca. I don't like the idea of it.
Well, it's not going to be friendly, you know that.
That's why I don't like the idea of it.
I thought we were talking about this a few months ago when I said that the U.S. should play like two or three matches down in South America before World Cup qualifying started.
We're playing at
what's
at home?
Panama?
Playing at Panama.
At Panama, Venezuela. Now, well, and those are all, which is a great idea, but those are all MLS guys. So if you ask me, maybe
I'm
maybe
talking about like
three
a
of these
Colombia
players
or something.
Let's go to Colombia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way we can hook up the players with their heroin fix.
That's cocaine, bro.
Yeah, cocaine in Colombia.
Colombia has everything.
Who's the 90s drug dealer of the South American countries?
Medellin.
Guyana.
All right.
Oh, I think Medellin died in like 92. Medellin?
I got nothing.
So, thoughts on Brazil and Mexico?
Brazil, yay. Mexico, interesting. I mean, I'm really not
both probably
all that,
losses.
Yeah, yes. I'm not excited to go to Mexico and get the crap just killed out of
are
us.
Are we expecting to bring our top guys in Mexico?
If not, we're going to lose by at least four.
Yeah. Hey, it's not like it hasn't happened before.
So you think if the U.S. B team played Mexico's B team, it'd be worse than our A teams going at it?
Mexico wouldn't bring their B team at the Azteca and the opportunity to literally crash our skulls into the pavement.
No.
They would jump all over that.
They're not bringing their B team.
No. It just wouldn't happen. Now, what if our B team played their A team at Azteca and won?